Before gay became homosexual and deer became Bambi, those words had different meanings. Gay was carefree and happy. Deer referred to any four-legged land animal. Over the years, words evolve. Their meanings broaden or break down depending on how they're used in popular culture. Saul Steinmetz has spent years following the transformations of the most basic words. He's a lexicographer and dictionary editor. His new book is Semantic Antics, How and Why Words Change Meaning. Saul Steinmetz is in our New York bureau. Hello to you.
Hello.
Tell us the ways that English language words shift in meaning or in connotation.
There are many ways. One very common one is specialization. For example, girl. To us, girl means only one thing. But at one point, originally in the early Middle Ages, girl meant a young child of any sex, what we call a boy or girl.
Oh.
That was the word for girl. What they used for what we now know as a girl, there was words like maid and maiden. And as those terms became more specialized, like we know that a maid is a young girl of a certain virtue, of a certain type, so then they started using girl to mean specifically a female child.
Our language, the English language, includes so many words that we borrow from other languages. I'm thinking of pajamas and garage and shampoo. Have their meanings changed as much over the years as some of the ones we've been talking about?
The tendency is, in the English language, when you borrow a word, you usually keep the meaning the same as that of the borrowed language.
Uh-huh.
We don't change it. So garage, for example, you mentioned garage, is borrowed from French.
Mm-hmm.
The original meaning wasn't exactly what it is today. It was more of a hangar, like a place where you took vehicles and kept them there for a long time. It's not like the two-door garage of today.
Do you have some favorite words that have become so totally different from what they originally meant that they are unrecognizable?
Unrecognizable? Oh, my gosh. Many, many, many words. Let me think of one at least. Meticulous. Meticulous comes from Latin meticulosus, and it meant fearful, timid. And the reason it changed to mean what it is now, that is very careful and fussy, is because people who are fearful and timid tend to be very careful with what they do. And therefore, eventually, it developed into the idea of a meticulous worker is one who is extremely careful about details.
There are words that we so often misuse or misunderstand, and one that I'm thinking of is disinterested and uninterested.
It totally reversed its meaning. Today, we say that disinterested can only be applied to someone who is impartial, while uninterested means not having any interest in something. But originally, it was just the opposite. So what happened was that over the years, the meanings of these words changed around, although to this day, some people use disinterested to mean not impartial, but uninterested.
Yeah.
If you notice, the prefixes are dis and on. These prefixes are very confusing. They both mean basically a negative of some form. So if it's a negative of some form, there's no reason why people shouldn't use one instead of the other to imply negativity.
Sure.
Which is what they do, of course.
And make them interchangeable when that's not correct.
Right. Yeah. But, of course, critics will always criticize. They will write long criticisms about the misuse of these words.
And most of us will misunderstand what they've written.
Miss is right.
Thank you so much. Saul Steinmetz's new book is called Semantic Antics. Nice to talk to you.
It's a pleasure to talk to you, Susan.
You can read about how words like wallop, weird, and worry have changed meanings over the years at npr.org/books.